This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Kara Bach. How you doing, Kara?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. So you've been an avid goer to St. Joan of Arc, and your kids go to St. Joan of Arc. Is that right?
Yes. So our oldest one actually goes to Bishop Chatard, and our four younger ones attend St. Joan of Arc School.
So where were you born? You born here in Indianapolis?
No, I was born in Michigan City, LaPorte area.
Okay. And your husband, Josh, I've actually known for a few years. And how many children do you guys have?
We have five daughters.
Are some of them adopted, I heard, possibly?
Yes, all five came to us through adoption. Our oldest one was adopted internationally from Russia, and the younger four were adopted through the Indiana foster system.
That's beautiful. And what's the age range?
So our oldest is getting ready to turn 16 this month, and then we have a 12-year-old, and then we have what we call the triplets. We have a set of twins who are 10, and then another daughter who's only 2 months older, and she's also 10, but they like to call themselves the triplets.
That's great.
I know.
So how would you kind of describe what they like and what you like about them going to school at St. Joan of Arc?
Well, yeah, we chose St. Joan of Arc when Victoria was in first grade. We switched from one parish to St. Joan of Arc, and the reason we did was not just so much the location, because it was closer to where we had moved, but also because of the diversity of the parish and the school. Our family is diverse. We have two daughters who are African American and two daughters who are Hispanic. So we wanted somewhere where they could walk in and just be accepted, not only in the parish, but the school, for just being people, and not have people question why they're sisters, why they don't look the same. So that's what really attracted us to the church. And then we found out that the school was having an open house. And we wandered over there and went through and were just amazed. And we knew right away that it was the right place for us. And Victoria was in second grade when we started there. And like I said, she's a sophomore now at Chatard. And our twins at the time were only two and a half. And so they've grown up at St. Joan of Arc. Our twins started there when they were almost four at the preschool, and now in fourth grade. And then when we adopted Maria and Rosemary, they were five and seven. And both the parish and the school were fabulous when we told them we were adding to our family. It was just open arms, welcome to your new home. And immediately felt comfortable, and no one questioned, you know, us not looking all the same or the dynamics or the process. They just celebrated.
That's beautiful. So here are some of the faculty with the school that that you've really grown to love because of how they practice.
Oh, like the staff at the school. Well, Mr. Mike, the maintenance man, he is amazing. He's like a little angel that floats around the school and does things that people are not aware of. Mr. Demma, we adore him. He is a physical education teacher. And side note, he also golfs with my dad. But he is tough but funny, and the girls love him because he has a great sense of humor, and they love counting how many coffee cups he drinks during the day. And they enjoy the teachers that have been there for a long time, like blanking right now, but there's been some teachers there been there for a long time. Mrs. Casey Knapp has been there for a long time. Other preschool teachers who they still get to see, and they're getting really excited about entering middle school, junior high, because those are all the teachers that Victoria had. So they're excited about all the new adventures.
Okay, and then what about the church itself? What are some of your favorite memories with your family and the church?
Yeah, I loved that people had grace and mercy when we first entered the church, because the twins were so little. I think they were one and a half, maybe, when we started attending there. And at that time, you know, they didn't have air conditioning at St. Joan of Arc, and little ones are weakly and not cooperative. So we would go to the 5:30 Mass because it was less crowded. and one of our twins, Frances, learned how to cluck. It's kind of like a noise you make with your tongue in the top of your mouth. And St. Joan of Arc, with the beautiful architecture, that noise vibrated throughout the whole church. And instead of looking annoyed, people laughed and giggled because she just repeated it once she found out it was a new skill. And there were times when we were sweating and the girls were crying and sobbing and people were very gracious. So those are some of our funnest memories when they're little. But also, like, as they've grown and become more a part, you know, maybe they were part of the cantor choir or passing out envelopes, or we have three of them that were altar servers, you know, when you were allowed to do that before COVID. So they've really been able to grow with the church and accept more responsibility. And I love seeing them as they get older to appreciate the things that they can when they're more mature, like going to Eucharist adoration and be able to, we just went to midnight mass, which is gorgeous, this past Christmas Eve, and for them to really relish those celebrations now that they're more mature and they can not wiggle.
That's great. So the people that have helped the church grow that you've seen over the years, who are some of the faculty or just parishioners that, you know, you've seen involved in certain committees or whatnot that you'd like to give some appreciation to?
Oh, I think like a person that we all know works very hard, but we're probably not aware of how much time and effort and all the behind the scenes things that she does is Melinda Ravelli. I mean, I think that she doesn't show off her phone or her email, and she has six sons. I cannot imagine St. Joan of Arc without Melinda. I think she's that secret glue that holds everybody together. And gosh, there's so many people there. But I know for me, it's the little small groups that I've been a part of, like the moms groups or the small group studies with women. Teresa Hodgkins has been really good about doing little side Bible studies with Endow to help local people that live close to the church, you know, build that community. And outside things have been wonderful. Like I have a small group that I gather with Kara Faley. Kara and Matt Faley have been instrumental of kind of like that glue with couples and women. And I love that our neighborhood is one where everybody can walk to school or walk to church. So it's been fabulous to go around the church and see neighbors that are a part of the parish and wave, even outside of church, like see them running or walking with their children. We have so many neighbors that are around us that are also part of the parish family.
Okay. So is there any other great memories you'd like to share or something that you and Josh kind of experienced together that would be good to share with the parish?
Yeah, one thing that we thought was wonderful is that we were able to see our four youngest do all of their sacraments thus far at St. Joan of Arc. So they were baptized there. They were able to do their first confessions there and able to receive the Eucharist. It was just so fabulous that it was done in one church, their home church, and our plan is obviously for them to continue with their sacraments. But the staff there were amazing because our journey with adoption is a little bit different than when you give birth. So our daughters were older when they were baptized. The twins were about 2.5, and Rosemary and Maria were, I think they were 8.5 and 6 when they were baptized, which is not usual. You know, usually see babies, but they were gracious and wonderful. So we're so glad that they embraced us and helped us along our adoption journey of adding to our family.
That's awesome. I know the parish would love to hear that. Well, well, I really appreciate your time, Kara. And if you could just stay on the line, I've just got a couple more things I need to talk to you about.
Sure.
Okay.